Good morning. Kenny wasn't well, so he asked me to take turn for this morning. Okay, let us pray before we see and read the Bible. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a privilege that you give us so that this morning we can come and then hear the word of God and then have quiet time. We pray that we can download many things from you, Father, so we know how to prepare the second coming. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are in about first coming and second coming. Christmas remind us the first coming, and then now we wait for the second coming. In traditional church, usually they prepare the member by celebrate first Advent week, second Advent, third Advent, and fourth Advent. And then after that, they celebrate Christmas. No wonder if you see the candle, there were four candles. So every first week of December, they turn on the light till the fourth one. And then after that, they celebrate. Traditional church do like this in order to prepare the church member to celebrate Christmas, but at the same time to prepare the church member for the second coming. Usually, we can celebrate Christmas, but forget for the second coming. That's why it's very important for us, once we celebrate Christmas, at the same time, we also prepare ourselves for the second coming. Modern people don't think too much about second coming. 10 years ago, when I came to Hong Kong, I heard that China government want to build a bridge between Hong Kong to Macau to Zhuhai. Then I said, "Huh? They want to build a bridge? Do they know that Jesus is coming? So no need the bridge." But after I walked for 10 years, now I can see, oh yeah, there is a bridge between Hong Kong, Macau, and Zhuhai. So this kind of experience sometimes make us forget that Jesus will coming. The Bible said, no one know. Your job and my job is to prepare. Now, how we prepare for the coming? Same like the first Christmas. We learn from some people, they prepare properly for the coming of Jesus. With their experience, we prepare ourselves. There are three stories that we need to see and learn so that we can get the point how we prepare. First one, I want you to open Luke chapter 3, verse 3. And he came into all the district around the Jordan, preaching of baptism, of repentance, for forgiveness of sins. Brothers and sisters, before Jesus came, the Bible told us that God talked to Zachariah and Elizabeth that they would have a baby. And then the baby name's called John. In the Bible, there are so many John. So we know this John is John the Baptist. John the Baptist have special duty. He is the man to prepare people to receive Jesus Christ. When I see the function of John the Baptist, I can remember John the Baptist like a forerider. In Hong Kong, we seldom see four rider, but in Indonesia, usually highest rank public officer, when they want to go to somewhere, they need two four rider. Use big motorcycle and then run very fast. Move on, move on, move on. The government want to pass this way. So this kind of four rider I can find many time in Indonesia. Now, brothers and sisters, John is the one who prepared the way for Jesus. And before Jesus start ministry, he start first. And then he want to prepare the people to receive Jesus. And his message is repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Now, I try to understand what does it mean, repent. Repent from the word metanoia. That means transformative change of heart. Or you can say spiritual conversion. Transformation change of your heart. That means your heart is changed when you hear something from the word of God. In the Bible, we can see false repentance and then true repentance. If you read the story of Saul, the Bible told us that Saul had false repentance. He looked so sad when Samuel said something to him, but he didn't put the word of God into his heart, but he blamed someone. But when David did something wrong, and then Nathan come to him, and then he feels sad and so sorry, and then he wrote Psalm chapter 55. That's why we can know and see that Saul have false repentance, and then David have true repentance. David have true repentance because he know that he did something not make God happy. Brothers and sisters, when we have true repentance, we always think what we did is right or wrong, not because of us, but because of God's failure. This kind of repentance must happen always in our life. That's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Paul said, you need to be transformed. Transformed. So, of course, we already repent and receive Jesus Christ. Now, when we walk in the world, we need to have transformative change day by day. And then our standard is not ourselves, but our standard is Jesus Christ. Repent according God's will. Now, brothers and sisters, if God already called John to let the people know that they need to repent, same with us. We need to repent every day, day by day. That's why when we hear PSM speak, sometime at the end of the message, he calls us to repent in one way, in another way, so that day by day, we can please God. God doesn't want to receive your worship before you repent. That's the first one. The second one, brothers and sisters, we see the story of the shepherd. Luke chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherd went back glorifying and praised God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. After the shepherd seen Jesus, and then the Bible told us, they glorifying and praising God. Glorifying and praising God is the acts of worship. No wonder I said, repentance must come before worship. You cannot have true worship before repentance. John told the people, repent. And then the second example we see, when the serpent met Jesus, they glorify him and they worship and praising God. Brothers and sisters, today, what is your attitude when the first time you see Jesus? In my study, we talk a lot about how can God become the man? How can John chapter 1, verse 14 happen? We talk hour and hour, hour and hour. Sometimes when we talk about this, we have a lot of theological view. And then when we talk like this, our eyes is like that. You know? So emotional. But by the end, the Bible only tell us God become the man because when the Holy Spirit came down and then the power of God cover, that's why Mary can pregnant. Only that verse told us how God become the Word. But the Bible told us a lot the reason God come to the world because of His love. When I saw Jesus, then I can tell myself the reason because of me, I am the sinner. Brothers and sisters, when you saw Jesus, how your heart speak to you. If you know that you are the sinner, then you will have this kind of attitude, glorifying and praising Him because He wants to come to you. That's the second point. The third point, we learn from the wise man, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they present to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Brothers and sisters, you need to remember the time when the wise man came to visit Jesus and the time when the serpent came to visit Jesus is different. It's different. When I was 7 to 8 years old, I used to play this kind of drama. And then usually the serpent, there are a group of serpent, 3 to 5 people. But the wise man, only 3 people. But actually, more than 3 people. Why I said more than 3 people? Because they come from far away, and then they need to take a walk for 2 years. For 2 years. That's why when the wise men come to visit Jesus, Jesus no longer in the manor, in the house, in the house. And then at that time, the baby Jesus, not few days, but already about 2 years. That's why after this, King Herod killed the baby under 2 years. So this is the story of the wise men. They see the star and they prepare to walk by camel and then day by night for 2 years, brothers and sisters. And then what we learn from this experience, they fell to the ground and worship him. And then after that, opening their treasure. In Bahasa Indonesia, we have the word worship in Bahasa Indonesia called penyembahan. Worship is penyembahan. Offering is persembahan. You cannot penyembahan without persembahan. That means you cannot worship God without giving offering. You get the point, brothers and sisters? Yeah. So I learned from them. When they saw Jesus, they give offering. Today, many people worship God. They love to worship God, but they do not give the best to God. How we can say that I welcome you to my house, but I didn't give you something? I watched a video about Hong Kong people. There is a young guy come to their house, want to talk to the parents that he want to date the daughter. After the parents talk to the young guy, the first time the parents so happy. Oh yeah, blah 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 blah. And then, where do you live? I live at Tin Sui Wai. You know, when the parents so here live at Tin Sui Wai, they took out the delicious food. They just give them simple food. The second young guy come to that house. Where do you live? I live at Central. Where do you work? I work in IFC. And then the parents give very delicious food. So this parent treat the people depend where they live. If they live at Central, work at IFC, or this must be a good son-in-law. If they live far away from Hong Kong, live at a government house, well, no need to treat them. Brothers and sisters, people always do like this. Look down. Yeah. If we worship God, that means we put God at the highest position in our life. How we treat Him. We learn from the wise man. We give offering. Gold, and then frankincense, and then myrrh. Brothers and sisters, after this, Joseph need to bring Jesus left from Bethlehem to Egypt. Using this gold, Joseph take care of his family for many years. Three persons teach us how to welcome him. First one, we learn from John, repent. Second, we learn from the shepherd, worship him. The third one, we learn from the wise man, give offering. But don't learn from the fourth group. Who is the fourth group? Let's read Matthew chapter 2, verse 4. Gathering together all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. This is the fourth group. They know that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem, but no action. No action. They don't prepare themselves to welcome Jesus. Even worse of them, Herod killed the baby. Maybe you may say, oh, Pastor Slamet, we will not kill the baby. Yes, you will not kill the baby. But when you celebrate Christmas, when people see you celebrate Christmas, do they see Jesus in your celebration? What is your conversation when you celebrate Christmas? Some people, when they celebrate Christmas, they talk about party. Some people, when celebrate Christmas, they talk about good dress code. Some people, when they celebrate Christmas, they talk about beautiful place, go for holiday. But today, I want to let you know, let's celebrate Christmas by showing Jesus for other people. Not like this group. So your job and my job same. Let's celebrate Christmas and welcome him for the second coming by repent, worship, and give offering. If we constantly do these three things, then we are ready for the second coming. And then that day is the beautiful day for you and for me. Let us pray. Think one thing that we want to do for this Christmas. Something special. This Sunday, Outreach and Agape team will let you know that they prepare a gift for you to bring for other people, to invite them come for special combined service, SP and SPIN, to celebrate Christmas. This is the way they help you to bring Jesus for other people. Or you have other plan. Don't celebrate Christmas without Christ. There is Christ, so there is Christmas. When we celebrate him, remember, the Bible already gives us three stories. We learn from the John Baptist. We learn from the shepherd. We also learn from the wise man. Prepare yourself by doing three things from this group so that we make God happy and be ready for the second coming.
The presence of Jesus. ages to sing of His love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be.
Brothers and sisters, this song reminds us He is the King of Kings, but He humbled Himself, came as a man, and died at Calvary for you and me. Born at Bethlehem, died at Jerusalem, because you and me. That's the reason we need to prepare ourselves day by day to welcome Him properly. Usually, we welcome our boss properly by open the door, give them a cup of coffee, or give them our best time. But today, I want you to give the best for our God, Jesus Christ. First of all, we need to have repentance heart. Second, we worship Him. The third, we bring our offering to Him. Now, let us spend our time in prayer meeting. Brother, we pray for our brothers and sisters who suffer with cancer, who suffer in medical treatment, chemotherapy, we pray that God will go with them and then help them and reduce and then take all the pain. Let's pray together. Also pray for them, brothers and sisters. They have not know about Jesus. We pray that close family can share about Jesus and the Holy Spirit work among them and open their heart so that they can see Jesus and receive Jesus. Let's pray together. Next, we bring a group of people who have another problem of their body. We pray that God will take all the pain, all the disease, and change with the new body. We pray for our brother Dan Park for a new job. Let's pray together. Brothers and sisters, this morning our mission focus praying is for Singapore. A special request because SPSG they want to help SPIN to start ministry at Singapore. Yeah, we hope next year we can see that they involve more for domestic helper ministry. Let's pray together. also special request for Spin. We have a group of people, they are not believe Jesus Christ. Suppose December there is no fellowship, but this group people said, oh, we want to celebrate Christmas, we want to know about Jesus, please ask Peace Lama to come and then share about Christmas to us. Next week I will go to Chun Wan to share about Christmas for a group of people. Please pray for us. And usually during Christmas time, we invite people come to our worship. So we usually use Christmas as an opportunity to share Jesus for them. So we really need prayer support for that. And also pray for SP New York. We pray that next year they can have full-time pastor, and then they can extend the ministry. Let's pray together. Second point, let's pray for Noah Arks, for SPU. And SPU, we pray that this group of fellowship can grow and grow more and more. And then from the childhood till teenager, we can train our church member become strong in Christ. By the end, they can be fruitful for the glory of God. Also pray for prayer and healing IP ministry, and also the well and river. We pray that this ministry really can bring people come close to God. Let's pray together. Also pray for Thursday outreach, SP Like and Homie Outreach. We pray that God always go with them and then bless them, become a blessing for unbeliever, and then bring them come to God. Let's pray together. The last one, we pray for house church activity. We pray that through the house church, the member can grow together, close and close to God. Father, the end of our prayer meeting, we pray that you will lead us and teach us and guide us so that every year when we celebrate Christmas, we always prepare ourselves for the second coming. We want to learn from John, the shepherd and the wise man to welcome you properly, Father, so that people and the world will know who are you is our Savior. Don't let our celebration full of the party, but there is no Jesus in the party. But we really want to bring Jesus, to show Jesus through our life. Thank you, Father. Please lead us and bless us, Father. Be a blessing for other people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.